This is Mike Murphy, staff writer for GamerNode.com, and I am here today at Vassar College on Saturday, February 20th, 2010, with co-founder and creative director of Irrational Games, Ken Levine.
Okay. So first in January, Irrational had their name changed back from 2K Boston. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know how exactly that came about. Like, did you have to talk to people? Did you have to ask for permission, or did 2K just suggested themselves?
You know, we're owned by Take-Two, so obviously, you know, we get them on board for anything we do. So I think we had talked about it for a while, and you know, I think they knew that there was a lot of passion at the company to you know, about the name Irrational Games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of legacy of the company, and I think that they were able to sort of, you know, share with them our reasons for wanting to go back. And I think, you know, with a little talk, a little discussion, they saw the wisdom of it, and we changed back.
Cool. Back in a July 2009 interview you had with Game Sutra, you said that Irrational Games had never laid off anybody in their history, and that you were very proud of that.
Yep.
And you also said that it's because you guys at Irrational plan well and stay relatively strong, small, based on the projects. With so many more like studios over the past 6 months or so shutting down, like namely what happened to Red Octane with, I believe it was Activision just a couple of weeks ago. Do you still feel that way? Feel that you guys are, like, you still feel very strongly about not having to lay off anybody? And are you afraid about Irrational maybe sometime in the future having to lay off people?
Look, there's no magic in the universe. You know, mm-hmm. you can only do your best.
Yeah.
And you make choices along the way that make some things more likely and some things less likely. But there's no like absolute guarantees in the universe. So we've always chose to the reason you staff up a lot is you see opportunity and you're like, oh my God, we can make a lot of money here, or we can do a lot of big things here, let's staff up. Mm-hmm. Are you okay on your foot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you staff up. Now, we missed some opportunities because we've chosen not to grow past where we were comfortable with. It's not a guarantee that we'll always make the right choices or we'll always be as cautious as we need to be. But we really try. We make that as part of our culture. And it's the reason I think we haven't had to do that. And, you know, hopefully we won't ever have to do that.
I know you said in the lecture that you haven't played Bioshock 2 yet, but a lot of reviews, including my own, which I wrote for my site, say that while Bioshock 2 is a really good game and improved upon problems that Bioshock had, that it really can't compare to what you guys did with the original. I just wanted to get your thoughts and feelings about that, about how people still hold the original in such high regard and still feel that it just can't compare to the sequel.
Well, as I said, not having played it, I can't make a judgment as a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, look, Rapture was a very fresh place, an environment for people, I think, at the beginning. And when you know, sort of going to do a follow-up to that, the advantage is you inherit a lot of, like, ideas. You know, like, oh, so you know you're not going to be like, you know nobody's, you know people are going to care about, you know, the city. But when we were making the first one, we didn't know anybody would care about Rapture, right? We didn't know anybody would care about Andrew Ryan. We didn't know if people would care about anything. So you go into the second one, you have this already guaranteed caring, but then can you, it's a challenge then to then amaze and surprise people as much as the first one. So I think it's a mixed blessing to take on, you know, to take on that challenge.
Yes.
You get some advantages and you get some challenges. And, you know, it seems that the team did, it seems from what I've read that they've done a good job sort of, you know, addressing some of the issues we had in the first game, some of the learning challenges we have in the first game, and, you know, they didn't have to build the new engine, and they didn't have to come up with the world, so they were able to focus on some of the challenges that we had in the first game. But, you know, I think it sounds like they gave it, they really tried to make the best possible sequel they could.
Okay. You, obviously, you were the creative director of the first Bioshock. You had a lot to do with how the story came about. In the sequel, the main antagonist is Sophia Lamb. She is presented as the antithesis to Andrew Ryan. She is all about bringing people together, bringing splicers together as a collective for the betterment of society. How do you feel what 2K Marin did by taking Andrew Ryan's philosophy and flipping it upside down as the new premise for the antagonist of the second game?
I think there's two ways to, if I was writing that story, there's sort of, you know, there's two ways to go about it. Either you sort of flip it around, you know, like they did, or you go in a completely different direction. And I'm not sure which, if I were to do it, what I would have done. But I think, you know, what you don't want to do is have Andrew Ryan Jr.
Yeah.
Because then you're not, you know, then you really have a problem. And the question is, you know, do you swing around the right thing to do, or do you just like go like, what am I seeing here? You know, completely different. And I think that, you know, that's another one of the hard parts, because you're dealing with people's expectations, but you're also dealing with, you know, people, it has to be like the first one to some degree, but he also wants to be pretty different in a lot of ways. So I think it's a hard question to answer.
Okay. Since BioShock 2 is so huge, and a lot of critics held BioShock 2 with good scores, what do you think of the possibility of the BioShock franchise or series going on and continuing? And if after you finish the project that Irrational's working on, how would you feel about 2K possibly asking you guys to do another BioShock game?
I the easiest thing for me to say is I can't comment on any future games, mm-hmm. because as soon as I say anything, it just opens up the floodgate. So I just can't comment on any future games.
Okay. And I know you're working on the unannounced project, and 2K is going to be at PAX East. Do you guys have anything planned to show off?
No, at all. We'll be at PAX East. I'm on a couple of panels, and mm-hmm. we're having, you know, all my guys are going to be there because we're in Boston, and mm-hmm. so we're sending our entire team.
Okay.
We'll have some fun things for our fans there, I think, on our website too. On our new website, we have a lot of cool things, mm-hmm. but we're not planning on showing a product there.
Okay. All right. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.